Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
And going for a double bill if you hurry, because they'll stop on December 8. This is Coco and Olaf's Frozen Adventure. Now, there was a bit of a, shitstorm around Olaf's holiday adventure or Frozen Adventure, whatever. Because it is the short that comes with the new Pixar movie. Now, usually, as I believe I've explained before, during the downtime between the major production, the feature-length movies, Disney Pixar takes advantage of the fact that they have the staff and grab one of their promising animators and basically give them a short to direct with all the resources of the studio to see if they actually could possibly run an actual feature-length movie. Now, those shorts tend to show up at the animation festival, and they're usually quite interesting. Now, in this case, instead of a one-off thing like that, they went for a Christmas movie. It's enough to actually be a TV show on its own. It's 25 minutes long. And people are bitching about it. Now, what's annoying is that they're not actually bitching about the movie itself. It does have a couple of weaknesses. Mostly that it's blah. Well, not blah, but it's harmless into oblivion. There's a couple of nice little touches here and there. But there's nothing really great about it. I mean, it is harmless. Harmless Disney. Now, the people are bitching about the fact that, well, you've got 15 minutes of adverts, then you've got 25 minutes of a short, so Coco starts 40 minutes late. Well, boo-hoo. I just paid a bundle to go see a movie. Am I gonna complain about getting something for my money? I mean, are you trying to tell me that the kids who've been blowing in our eardrums for years listening to Frozen suddenly hate it and don't actually enjoy a Frozen short? I got serious doubts about that. So, yeah, I mean, personally, I wasn't that crazy about Frozen anyway, but I'm really not seeing the massive attraction from Frozen. I mean, okay, so the short is okay. Now, Coco's interestingly twisted. It is family friendly. If you're worried about the appropriateness of Disney making a movie about a Mexican phenomenon, I'll look up the dozens of cultural advisors. They got it right. They worked on it. It's a super blockbuster in Mexico. And it's really well done. I was pleasantly surprised. So, I caught one of the intern who became cultural consultant, one of the designers who was partially hired because she was Mexican, or of Mexican origin. And, I mean, they had for years. They had people going all over Mexico to find examples and all kinds of little tidbits that could actually be inserted. And the work shows. I'd even say that Coco doesn't really need much of an excuse to go see. I'd say the worst problem is that it shows up for Christmas while it should have opened a couple of months before, say on time for Day of the Dead. You know, sounds like it would have been a good idea. Aside from that, it's nicely recommended.